Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands. Because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa. Hunger in the United States. And not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Okay, everybody, here we are again. Me, Steve Bisciotti, your host, along with Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful.
No Pete this time. He is busy, but we are going to lay down a special episode today because we are doing our, it'll be the second annual, right? Summer get-together that we've been doing the last two summers, where we all, the bunch of area guys, come from, you know, some great distances, but not, you know, they're all in the state, and we all get together and we have fun and we swap toys and we look at collections, because we're usually at a different person's house, and we have a ball, and it's been fun, and I really, really like doing these. Trav, what do you think about this whole thing?
I absolutely love this, and I will say that is the companionship is the best part of this. A lot of cool toys, a lot of stuff like that goes down, but the best part is getting together with people that are like-minded, guys and girls, and talking about this stuff and just enjoying the, you know, the love of toys and other nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I've smiled all day talking to the different guys, and we've got quite a group. I mean, what do you think? Is there's got to be 20 different.
Yeah, there's 20 plus here.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just cool. We joke around, we haggle, but it's fun. The toys are fun, but like Travis said, I think it's the camaraderie of the whole thing that I totally agree. That's what makes this awesome. Another thing that makes this awesome is, the first one we ever did of these was a Christmas time one. We did it in Travis's basement. Travis's basement is a big collection. It is awesome. It is fun to be around, and everybody got to come and see his stuff. The second one, I believe, was at Joe Teague's house last summer. Joe Teague has an awesome room, Motu, Dragon Ball Z, I think that's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that's it.
That's
primarily
the
Motu.
Some mask.
Yep.
He has an awesome room, an awesome collection to share. This time, we are at a guy named Tim Parker's house. He's never been on the podcast, but Travis has known him for quite some time, right?
Yes. Yep.
And Tim is a Star Wars guy. And so we are in his toy room right now. It's awesome. It's mostly vintage. It's the first time I've really been in a guy's house that really collects vintage Star Wars and has them displayed. Really cool. And I tell you what, the vintage stuff, when it's put up, it looks freaking badass.
It does.
It's really neat in here. And I really, I'm just cool that it's a pleasure to be able to podcast here.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's been great that he's hosted us. He's got a pool. A few of us went swimming. Three-stall garage. We're able to bring on all our stuff that we set up for the swap party. This toy room is absolutely amazing. And I love to see that he has gone down the rabbit hole of the 6-inch figures, because that makes me really happy. I see a Maul and a Boba Fett that he bought from me just recently. Both still in the package.
So yeah, he's got his 40th anniversary figures up there, which I can see why he would buy those. He's a vintage guy.
Yep.
And then he's got a few of the Disney, what are those, Elite series? Yep, is that Elite what they're series. Called?
Yep.
And boy, that's the first time I've seen those out of the package.
Yeah,
and
they look amazing.
The paint. I never really realized how the light hits the paint on those metal figures, and they're just really pop.
They look amazing.
Yep. I know they're not very poseable, which is why I stayed away from them. But they I'm really impressed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff here. I mean, the dude's got... Oh, I'm looking in a case right now where I see maybe 10 vintage Vaders. Behind that, maybe another 8 to 10 Obi-Wan Kenobis. Behind that, some Chewies, multiple C-3PLs, just a plethora of vintage figures all lined up. And in his Detolf cases, he's got some carded vintage. It's just really cool. It's surrounded by awesomeness.
It is. It's pretty amazing.
So, that being said, we're going to do a little game with the various people that are here. And Travis is going to be in control of that. So, but we are going to bring some people in here. We're going to talk to them a little bit, and we're going to put them through the paces. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Hang on, folks.
All right, so now we're sitting here with Vernetta Irby and Eric Brink. Era, hey Era, don't flip me off. People can't see that. Our first two victims. So, Eric, you've been on the show before.
For a quick minute.
What do you collect?
Vintage G.I. Joe.
Vintage G.I. Joe.
A little bit of Star Wars Black Series.
Yeah.
And I got one Marvel Legend figure.
Which figure?
I am Groot.
Why? What about the new G.I. Joe stuff? I mean, there isn't anything new right now, but I mean, you know, you junk. Like that stuff? Junk?
Junk.
Why is it junk?
It's all rehash of the great old stuff.
You love the old stuff though, right?
Yes.
So how come you don't like it when they make it a little bit cooler and more articulated?
Because they don't make it cooler.
They don't make it cooler?
I don't think so. My opinion.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm an O-ring guy.
I know.
But I'm just being devil's advocate here because, you know, I got to admit.
It just doesn't have the nostalgia feel to me is what the vintage stuff does, and I'm more of a nostalgia collector, I guess.
Gotcha. I understand that. Travis, he doesn't understand that.
Well, he sees it this way, but then he sees it that way, and he sees it both ways, and he really just doesn't have an opinion on it. He just talks for like 20 minutes, and...
Well, on this one, I still love you, though. Yeah, I love you too, buddy, but I will say you were wrong. Modern is the way to go. So how do you guys like that?
You have an opinion?
I have an opinion.
You have an opinion.
Yeah.
I think hell just literally has frozen over.
Renata, you are no stranger to this show. What do you like? What do you like collecting?
I don't have a preference to anything. I see something I like, I buy it.
Nice.
So I don't collect a particular genre, a particular series,
Did you buy anything today?
I did. I bought a Batman and Robin. I bought a War Machine and an Iron Man from Civil War. And I also got an odd figure that I'm getting customized.
An odd figure that you're getting customized.
Yes.
You know what that is?
I didn't hear a single thing that Renata said because her cleavage is so distracting that I'm struggling here right now.
I was too busy looking at Eric's.
Travis, can we switch seats, please?
There's two half-naked people in here. It's a little disturbing.
Yes, there is.
To paint a picture for those listening at home, Travis is sitting here in a pair of shorts with no shirt on. Basically, Vernetta is too.
Or underwear.
Well, that's true. And then Mr. Brink is a collared shirt like me. He's stuffy.
I'm a classy bitch.
Perfect.
All right, so
we're going to roll this. Okay, it's game show time.
It is game show time.
Like what we like to do. All right, see you, buddy. All right, so here's how this works. I am going to ask you a question. Okay, you get a chance to answer that question. You have literally 3 seconds to answer it. Then you either get it right or wrong. You each get 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right advances. We are going to go ladies first.
So, Eric?
Vernetta, what Iron Man adversary derives his power from 10 power rings?
10 power rings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think I know the answer.
You say you think or do you know?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident I know the answer. Yeah.
Well,
you think about it, Vernetta.
I am thinking.
Her 3 seconds is definitely up.
Yes, okay.
No answer?
No.
The Mandarin. Eric, what Marvel character was first able to physically separate Bruce Banner and the Hulk into 2 separate entities? A, Tony Stark. B, the leader. C, Doc Samson.
Excuse me, formal protest. How come he gets a multiple choice?
That's just the way it worked. Yours was so easy that you didn't need one.
Haha.
Bullshit. He don't know anyway, so.
I'm going to go with Tony Stark just for shits and giggles.
And wrong. Okay, no, so, yeah.
Tony Stark was
what is the answer?
Doc Samson. Yeah. All right, Eric, you get to go first on this one. Ready. Who was the chief model maker?
Ooh.
In the Star Wars world.
Star Wars world.
A, Steve Gulley. B, Lorne Peterson. C, Paul Hudson. D, Tom Ruddock.
I've never heard either or any of those names, so for shits and giggles, let's go with C.
It was B, Lauren Peterson.
I knew that.
You don't get a chance to steal. There's no stealing.
There's no stealing here.
Vernetta, of whom was Darth Vader speaking when he said, he will join us or die? A, Yoda. B, Han Solo. C, Luke Skywalker. D, Chewbacca.
Luke Skywalker.
Wow.
Correct.
I think you just read that off the children's edition because that was the most easiest thing ever. And I've never
watched Star Wars, so.
I have to agree with you, Eric. That was very easy.
That was a freebie.
Vernetta.
Yes.
After Spider-Man rejected his black suit, with whom did the symbiote merge to create Venom?
Ooh.
Who did he merge with to create Venom?
Yep.
Carnage.
Eddie Brock.
There you go.
Eddie Brock. Eric, after Asgard is destroyed, Thor rebuilds the realm in what Midwestern state? A, Kansas. B, Nebraska. C, Oklahoma.
Nebraska.
C, Oklahoma.
Damn,
I was going to
say that, too.
Why
does he even get multiple choice?
It doesn't matter.
You
still
get
it wrong.
Regardless.
I wear a helmet and ride the short bus, so I get the easy
Who portrayed General Rieken? A, Oliver McGuire. B, Kenneth Coley. C, Mark Jones. D, Bruce Boa.
It's Rieken, but, you know, who cares? These are tough questions.
Really tough.
I've never even heard
that. Nah, I would not have got any of those set.
D.
Correct, Bruce Boa.
Yeah!
Vernetta.
That one right. Holy shit.
Who was slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler?
Oh.
A, Luke Skywalker. B, Han Solo. C, Darth Vader. D, Boba Fett.
Wait, who was what?
Who?
Who was a slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler? A, Luke Skywalker. B, Han Solo. C, Darth Vader. D, Boba Fett.
Bubba Fett. I know nothing about
Wrong.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. All right.
I thought he was a real good guy.
He is a good guy, but he's all those things.
But it was a scruffy nerf herder.
Vernetta.
What?
Here's your wish come true. Your multiple choice.
Who,
Tombstone's daughter became a female version of what longtime Spider-Man foe?
I've never watched Tombstone.
the Vulture. B, the Beetle. C, Electro.
Electro. Mm. Sound like a girl's name.
No, B, the Beetle. Eric, what hero obtains his power by defeating Shu Lao, the Undying, a mystical dragon?
Ooh.
This from Mulan?
No.
Where's my multiple choices?
No multiple choice, buddy. Sorry.
You're cheating. Stevie Wonder. I don't fucking know.
Iron Fist.
Oh, I was going to say that.
All right.
I did not pay attention to that show.
Uh-uh.
It sucked.
I don't even think I said it. I even heard
Eric.
Yo.
Who played Rogue Four? A, Christopher Malcolm. B, Richard Oldfield. C, John Ratzenberger. D, Dennis Lawson. They're so fucking hard.
I have an educated guess, but...
Repeat those again, please.
A, Christopher Malcolm. B, Richard Oldfield. C, John Ratzenberger. D, Dennis Lawson.
B.
If he gets it wrong, I want to guess.
Correct. Good job, Eric. You're just killing that.
Boom.
Vernetta.
I would have been wrong.
I got your boom, Eric.
How did the Imperial Probe droid know that Han Solo and Chewbacca had discovered it? A, Chewbacca roared. B, Han Solo yelled at it. C, Chewbacca slipped on the ice. D, Han Solo fired at it.
A.
Correct.
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So that was five questions. We are going to give them one tiebreaker question. Okay?
Because we both suck.
This is how this one's going to work. I'm going to ask you the question, okay?
I was ready to buzz in. I watch a lot of Jeopardy.
No buzzer. No buzzer. Okay. First one to miss, obviously. First one to miss loses. Vernetta, while trying to cure the loss of a limb, Dr. Kurt Connors transforms himself into what Spider-Man foe?
Doc Ock. No, it's not.
Well, that is a Spider-Man foe.
It is a Spider-Man foe.
At least you got that.
That's what I probably
the first one that came to mind.
Right?
The Lizard.
Yes. Fuck, I knew that one.
Eric, the plan was the first one to miss, but since he's got to try and match her. Eric, what villain does Pepper Potts defeat and then impersonate in order to infiltrate Hammer? Next question.
Stevie Wonder.
They are making this stuff up. Here.
Oh, here we go.
They are making this shit up.
Here we go. Eric, what was the name of the soap opera that Mary Jane Watson appeared on after marrying Peter Parker? A, Secret Hospital. B, All My Family. C, Nine Lives to Live.
B.
Shit. Wrong.
Wow.
Vernetta.
What?
True or false? Demonic motorcycle riding hero Ghost Rider first appeared in a 1972 issue of Marvel Spotlight.
False.
True. Eric, what is the profession of Jennifer Walters, a.k.a. the She-Hulk?
What is
A, doctor, B, singer, C, lawyer.
A.
It's, no, it's not. She's a lawyer.
B, C.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck.
Isn't she a lawyer?
She is a lawyer.
She is a lawyer.
I knew the answer to that one.
Ah.
I don't get that. I got it right.
Yeah, it was his question. We said steals. Vernetta.
Yeah.
How would Luke Skywalker know the good side from the bad, according to Yoda?
Oh.
A, through years of training. B, he would need to ask Yoda. C, when he was calm and at peace. D, by studying his hollow notes.
Hollow notes.
Hollow notes.
Hollow notes.
Hollow notes.
Oh, here she comes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds great.
Would you have known that one?
I think
the Hall and Oates song?
Okay.
When you were calling right, a piece?
Here we go. This is how we're doing this. Okay.
I got one.
Right? Are you going to hold your hand behind your back and we got to guess either odd or even?
No. Eric, Vernetta, you're going to get a chance to steal. Eric, how old am I? Whoever's closest wins.
34.
39.
39, yes, correct. All right, Vernetta advances.
This was rigged.
You couldn't.
You guys have known each other for years. This is bullshit. Yes.
Eric, you get a complimentary comic book X-Men First Class.
Maybe okay. You should read it so next time you might know something when you come on the fucking podcast.
The fuck? You just spittled all over me from across the table.
I did?
No, I Travis did.
I sucked it. That was pretty funny, Steven. Here you go, Eric.
And then Steven, kiss my ass.
Yeah. Before we get moving.
I was going to say how nice your hair is, but it looks like shit.
Before you two walk out of here, Eric, how many drinks have you had today?
I've had none.
Wow. That's horrible.
But I've been up since 3:30 this morning.
Oh, okay. You're tired. Vernetta, how many drinks have you had?
I don't know. I had a bottle of Moscato with some vodka in it and about a half a fifth or so or more.
Okay, so that's...
And a cup of margarita.
Nice. All right. So, thanks, guys. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I need you to go up and get two other people... who are playing the game.
Does it matter who?
It does not matter who. Just send down two victims.
Okay, then.
And make it pronto.
I'm telling Miss Riggs.
Yes.
This is bullshit.
Vernetta, you are not done. You're going to come back.
Oh.
Not right now.
Okay.
All right.
Vernetta is coming back.
Oh, Vernetta's get to come.
Wow.
That hasn't happened in a while.
Wow.
Steven, what do you think about that?
That was a train wreck. I hope that's fun to listen to. Because it made me feel uncomfortable.
I will say, those Star Wars questions were really hard.
They were freaking hard.
They were really hard.
And they're stumping me.
Oh, they were tough.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. I wanted to just something we didn't bring up, though. We also, while we're waiting for some our contestants to come in, we did an auction here, which that was something we did at the first event. And I thought it was going to be a train wreck, and it was a blast. And today, I think, I was smiling through the whole thing. Justice Curry takes over. He does the auctioning. It's fun from Ted from start to finish.
It was a blast. And not only was it a blast, some really cool items sold at good prices for the seller, good prices for the buyer as well.
Yeah, no one really took it in the ass.
When Russ walks in and he has Eric's prize already.
Oh, he told me I needed it.
He said, you're going to need that?
He said, I'm going to need this.
Oh.
Vernetta said this sucks and I shouldn't do it.
Yes, she probably did.
This does suck.
She did suck.
But you should do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the plan, guys. Could you really quick introduce yourself, tell us what nerdy stuff you are into, and you do need to lean into the mic. Go ahead, Cherie. Ladies first. Got a mouthful of brownies.
I'm Cherie. I do Wonder Woman, She-Ra, Hot Wheels cars. Yeah, that's pretty much my geekdom.
Nice.
Hot Wheels cars?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yep,
interesting.
I just bought the Guardians of the Galaxy one today. I'm super excited.
Nice.
I missed out on that because everybody else bought one.
Get right on that mic.
All
right,
I'm Russ. My big thing is probably Micronauts from the 70s. Nobody really knows what that is, so it works for me on the collecting end because I don't have a lot of competition.
Perfect.
But I'm also down with Star Wars and Marvel Legends stuff.
Awesome.
Awesome. Great. So here's the plan, guys. I'm going to ask each of you 5 questions. Whoever gets the most questions right wins. There is no stealing, okay? So you're just going to get your question. You get to try and answer it, all right? Just to let you know, we went through about 20 cards. Each one has 2 questions on it, so 40 questions. And between Vernetta and Eric, they got 5 right. All right?
All right.
Yeah.
So
we can only go up.
Yes. All right. So
is this a team?
Wait, are we?
No, you two are competing each other.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. You're trying to advance on.
Yep.
One of you is advancing on and one of you is
possibly. We might play with this a little depending on how many questions people get right.
Okay.
It's willy-nilly. Let's put it that way.
It's our show. We're just gonna do what the hell we want.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
So ladies first. All right. We have Star Wars and we have Marvel Comics questions. Do you guys have a preference? Sure, you get
no.
to pick. You get to
Can
start
we
first.
Mix them up?
All right, Marvel it is.
All right.
All right, here we go, and we will be mixing it up. All right, Cherie. What member of the Guardians of the Galaxy came from a planet named Half-World? A, Groot. B, Gamora. C, Rocket Raccoon.
C, Rocket Raccoon.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yep. Russ, true or false, Fing Fang Foom is a mystical dragon created by Merlin during the time of King Arthur.
I'm going to say false.
Correct. False. Fing Fang Foom is an alien from planet Melku 6.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes, I think. All right. So 1-1. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm sure that planet's called Melku.
Russ, is... when did Princess Leia say that she occasionally maybe liked Han Solo? A, when he was acting like a scoundrel. B, when he wasn't acting like a scoundrel. C, when he wasn't acting stuck up. D, when he wasn't scruffy looking.
I will say B.
Correct.
I didn't even remember the choices.
Occasionally, sometimes, when you're acting like a scoundrel.
Who portrayed the Emperor in the second version of the special edition of The Empire Strikes Back? A, Clive Reville. B, Ian McDiarmid. C, Bruce Boa. D, Christopher Malcolm.
B.
B is correct.
Wow, you guys are tearing it up.
Good. Russ, good luck with this one. Uh-huh. Who was in charge of set decoration? A, John Molo. B, Leslie Dilley. C, Michael Ford. D, Barbara Ritchie.
Is this the original Star
Wars? Yes. Yep. Believe so.
A.
Incorrect. It was C, Michael Ford. All right. Some of those were very hard. What did I start with that time?
It's me now.
Cherie, who was the goofy alter ego of Peter Parker? Damn it. Peter Porker. What was the goofy alter ego of Peter Parker?
Oh, my gosh.
It's still good.
Still good, he says.
Are there choices?
No.
No.
Oh, there's not?
You just got to guess. What was the goofy alter ego of Peter Parker?
Do I get to steal?
No steals. No. That does remind me of a great porno I watched, though.
Peter Parker. I don't know. I have no
Spider
idea.
Ham. Peter Russ.
Porker.
By what name do the Asgardians refer to Earth? A, Midgard. B, Alfheim. C, Nedavellaria.
Well, we're going to go with A, but C gets honorable mention.
Correct. Russ, who was the costume designer?
John Molo.
Come on.
A, John Molo. Did he say John Molo?
I just did say John Molo.
Okay. Yeah, A, yeah. Correct. A, John Good Molo. Job.
Wow.
Cherie, Captain Pete was promoted to Admiral. Who played him? A, John Dix. B, Michael Piet. Culver. What was it?
Piet.
Captain Piet.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Is this Marvel or Star Wars? Because I don't even know.
Captain Piet was promoted to Admiral. Who played him? A, John Dix. B, Michael Culver. C, Kenneth Colley. D, Clive Reville. If you get this right.
B.
False. C, Kenneth Colley. I don't know who the hell that even is. This is the last question. And, Cherie, I don't know how you can win this, but we're going to do it anyway. Cherie, true or false, Madame Mask is the daughter of Count Nefaria.
True.
Correct. And, Russ, what villainous alien race killed Star-Lord's mother, Meredith? A, the Badoon. B, the Brood. C, the Phalanx.
A.
A is correct. Russ with the win, 3-5.
We should totally do teams because we'd be killing this.
You would.
Did pretty good.
Cherie, you got as many right as Vernetta, who got to answer 27 questions because they tied at the end. And we could only get a tiebreaker by the first person to get a question right.
Oh my really?
I'd say that's about right.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Good job.
Russ, like you were going to get to play again. We will call you back down. Can you both go up and get two people? Yeah. We don't care who it is. Just say, hey, are you playing the game? And send them down.
Beautiful.
Cherie, you get a parting gift.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh. Enjoy that X-Men book.
So, do you think that we could stop using those set designer questions? Is there a way
we can. We can just skip those.
Can
they're
I don't
too,
know if there's...
They're pretty hard, aren't
they're
they?
They're pretty freaking bad.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to know them.
No.
No.
I mean, well, he knew one.
He knew
but,
one. Did you know that one, too?
No.
No. Russ is pretty good at this kind of stuff.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll do that. We'll eliminate those now, which won't really affect any of their outcomes. But
right.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll take a little break.
That is good.
Well, that break didn't seem like anything to the listeners because it was instantaneous. But we also have two new contestants. Chris Middlecamp just walked in, and Joe Crazy Bill. How you doing, Joe? Crazy Bill. I hate, you know, your name is the worst thing on this podcast.
I love how people call him Joe.
It's only for, you know, people that are a little challenged. Yes. Everybody that knows me knows my name is Bill.
I know, but I try to do this Joe Crazy thing, and your name's Bill, your name's Joe.
So basically you and Justice.
Yeah, we have problems.
To see these two walk in here together, that I'm like, this is going to be a battle.
Well, yeah.
Customizer.
Yes.
Battle of the Customizer.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then next to him, we have Hobby Lobby himself, Chris Middlecamp. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good.
These guys are no strangers to the show. I don't think we really necessarily...
When you talk.
I don't think we necessarily need to have them introduce themselves or say what they're into because...
They're regulars on the show.
Everybody knows them.
They're both customizers. Bill loves G.I. Joe.
77 issues?
Yes.
You guys should know. If you don't know, you should...
Yeah, their origin story is definitely out there, okay, without a doubt.
Yeah,
right. And it hasn't had any crazy changes to it because it would sell more.
So
it's still intact.
Here's this way this works, guys. All right, you are going to get five questions, okay? They're either going to be Marvel Comics or Star Wars, all right? You don't steal or anything. You just get a chance to answer. You get about 3 seconds to answer the question, all right? If you need me to repeat it, you just say, hey, please repeat it, and I will.
You don't have to share that, Mike. He'll use mine. All right.
Okay, so Bill versus Hobby Lobby. Here we go. Youngest goes first. Chris, who was gold leader in the Battle of Endor?
Dutch Vander.
A, Lando Calrissian. B, Luke Skywalker. C, Han Solo. D, Wedge Antilles.
A Wedge.
False. A, Lando Calrissian. Oops.
Yeah.
Bill, who played the clumsy and stupid Admiral? Nah, we're not doing that. That one's too hard. We kind of decided we're not going to do these really impossible ones. Okay. Like, we've had a couple that are impossible. I should do Star Wars. We're working on this.
Work in progress. I get it.
What did hibernation sickness do to Han Solo? A, he couldn't see. B, he was emaciated. C, he couldn't walk. D, he was dehydrated.
That'd be A, he was couldn't see.
Chris, who claimed that a maneuver at the Battle of Tanab was what promoted him to general?
Battle of Tanab.
Tanab. A, Luke Skywalker. B, Han Solo. C, Wedge Antilles. D, Lando Calrissian.
I'm going to say Lando.
Correct.
I think that was emaciated, not emancipated, Trev.
Emancipation.
Or maybe inebriated? I don't know.
Chris, the Superior Spider-Man results from what villain having taken over the body of Spider-Man?
Doc Ock.
Correct. Bill, true or false, the Nova Centurion is the highest ranking officer in the Nova Corps?
True.
False. Nova Prime is the highest ranking officer in the Nova Corps.
Corpse. Like the corpse.
Core.
Bill, who said, hey, it's me? A, Luke Skywalker. B, Princess Leia. C, Han Solo. D, Admiral Akbar.
Luke Skywalker.
C, Han Solo. Chris, what did Darth Vader tell Luke Skywalker about the name Anakin Skywalker? A, it no longer had any meaning for him.
Yeah.
Correct.
That one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a shame you can't count.
Last question.
Or talk.
Yeah.
That's usually your stick, right?
Wait.
Yeah, get off my gig.
Chris, you only missed one, right?
Yep.
Okay. So last question for each of you. Bill. When Spider-Man's clone, Ben Reilly, becomes a superhero, by what name does he go by?
Scarlet Spider.
Correct. Chris, what did Scarlet Witch and Vision name their twin boys?
Oh, my God.
That's a fucking tough one.
I have no idea.
A, I forgot it's multiple choice. A, Thomas and William. B, Charles and Eric. C, Albert and Simon.
I'll say B.
False.
Yeah, no idea.
Yep, that is A, Thomas and William. Okay, here's how this goes. You guys, oh wait.
We're tied.
You're tied. Thank you. Okay, so here's how this works now. First one to miss, you're done. Okay? You're done.
Okay.
All right, so Bill, you're going first because you were, because Chris went.
Because I'm the oldest.
Yes, because you're the oldest. Thank you. All right, ready? Bill, who asked, look, I so old to young eyes. Look, I so old to young eyes. A, Yoda. B, Obi-Wan Kenobi. C, the Emperor. D, Jabba the Hutt.
I would say Yoda.
Is there like an age recommendation on the box for that thing?
Why?
Just wondering, because that one's kind of easy.
Well, there's some tough ones, let me tell you. Chris, what was Luke Skywalker's weakness according to the Emperor? A, his faith in the light side of the Force.
In his friends.
B, his in his face and his friends. Good job. Got that one. Chris, the Silvermane, Hammerhead, and Nefaria are just three of the families in what overarching crime organization?
Is this multiple choice?
Nope.
I don't know. I say Justin Hammer or whatever.
Yeah, no. There's no way. I've never even heard of this. The Magi.
And Magi?
The Magi. The Magi. Yeah. Oh, and Bill takes the win because Chris got the hardest.
Because he got screwed. He got hosed over bad.
All right.
And I know you think some of those questions are hard, but before that, we were asking people who is the lead set designer on Return of the Jedi and stuff like that.
Yeah, we could tell because they didn't come upstairs and give it away, but they were not happy.
Oh, then people wouldn't have got them anyways. But anyways, all right. Thanks, guys.
Chris, a parting gift.
Oh, awesome! Thanks.
Yes, don't that resale not for resale thing on the bottom. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, go ahead and.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What you need
to do. Bill, we will have you back.
Next, stepping up to the plate, we have Jason Boonstra. How you doing today, Jason?
Very fine, very fine. Thank you.
And Joe Teague, how are you today?
Excellent.
Grab that mic.
Excellent. Yourself? You want to do it like this, me, and then share that one?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
That's what we're going to do.
So here's the plan, guys. Okay, you get five questions each. There's no stealing, nothing like that. Okay? So I am going to give your question, then I'll give you a question. Whoever gets the most ones right advances.
Okay.
If we tie at the end, I'll explain those rules. Hopefully we don't have to deal with that. I will tell you, some of these questions, very easy. Some of them, really freaking hard.
Okay? All right.
Yep. So are we ready?
Fire away.
Okay, youngest goes first. Who's youngest?
I think I am.
All right.
39, almost 40.
Joe Teague. Joe Teague is the youngest. Here we go. Are we ready?
Go away.
All right, Joe. The 1962 comic Amazing Fantasy number 15 famously featured the first appearance of what superhero?
A what famous superhero you said?
Mm-hmm.
The only one I'm thinking of. Nope, that's not going to be it. We'll say it's. I don't know. I don't know.
Just throw one out there.
We'll go. We'll go Black Widow. I know it's not it. Not even close.
You got a guess over there, Steven?
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Was it really?
Yep. Yeah. First appearance. Jason, what member of the Defenders put Luke Cage on retainer so he would stay with the team? A, Red Guardian. B, Nighthawk. C, Doctor Strange.
Multiple choice. Lucked out
some of
there.
Them.
The first one.
False. It was B, Nighthawk. All right, so.
We're batting 1,000.
Yep. I tell you, some of them were really hard. Jason, whom did Jabba the Hutt order into the Sarlacc pit first? A, Han Solo. B, Chewbacca. C, Luke Skywalker. D, Lando Calrissian.
Luke Skywalker.
Correct. Joe, regarding whom did Princess Leia only retain images and feelings? A, her real mother. B, her real father. C, her adoptive mother. D, her adoptive father.
her adopted father.
False. Her real mother. Did you two know that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Where in the hell is that from?
Luke asked her on the bridge. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Luke asked her, do you remember anything in Return of the Jedi when he found out that Luke or that Leia was his sister?
Mm-hmm.
He asked her if, do you remember anything from your parent or your mother or your father or whatever? She said, yeah, I remember. I remember about my mother. I can't remember.
Hmm.
Kyle could tell you everything she said.
Right.
But
weird.
Yeah, that was in Return of the Jedi.
That sound right too, Steve?
She's very pretty yet sad or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Yeah, okay. Joe, what Marvel hero considers Hell's Kitchen, New York City, his home territory?
Daredevil.
Correct. Jason, true or false, Steve Rogers is the first head of the Avengers Academy training program?
False.
Correct. Wonderful guess, Jason.
50-50.
Hank Pym is the first head of the Avengers Academy training program. Hank Pym.
That's, I knew something like that, but I just couldn't come up with any names.
Well, you didn't have to, so you got lucky. Joe, Jason, to whom did Princess Leia refer to as a jittery little thing? A, Logray, B, Wicket, C, Chief Chirpa, D, Tebow.
Wicket.
Correct. Joe, who personally oversaw the final stages of the construction of the second Death Star? A, Darth Vader. B, Admiral Piet. Piet?
That's better. Piet.
Piet. C, Emperor Palpatine. D, Moff Gerard.
Darth Vader.
Incorrect. Emperor Palpatine. And
I think I might have said that Darth Vader too.
Doesn't he go there? He said, "I'm going to oversee."
Yeah,
he say something.
I thought it was. I don't know.
Coming to oversee the final stages. That I can hear him saying something like that, but I'm wrong.
Jason, Mac Gargan has had several aliases when battling Spider-Man. Mac Gargan, sorry, when he's battling Spider-Man, but his first and best known was A, the Rat, B, the Scorpion, C, the Tarantula.
Scorpion.
Correct. And I think this is...
Last question?
Last question. Joe, true or false, Daredevil's father was a former professional boxer?
True.
And that is it. Jason wins 4-2.
That's a hand spanking.
Joe, you... You get a
thank
you for playing.
I remember this.
Thank you for playing comic book.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Damn, that wooden chair just bit my ass. I'm not kidding you.
That's not good.
It's
not
broke.
Good at all.
It just seriously bit my ass.
All right. So, Jason, we will have you back down. Can you two please send two people down that haven't played yet?
Warn them of that chair.
Yes.
So that chair is going to get you. Right. Then I got a confession. Justice Curry entering the room.
Where am I sitting?
Right here.
I don't want this. What is this?
Why do people keep giving this? This is our prize we keep giving to people. At least the people who don't move on, and we've gotten it back every single time.
Can I tell you a confession?
What's your confession, Justin?
Steven, I'm very sorry, but I was looking at some of your stuff outside, and I was messing around with your Talon Fighter. And I broke the radar off the top of him. I'm very sorry to tell you that. It's probably only worth 50 cents, so I'll get you a new one. We still good? I'm serious, though. I did break it.
That was the best Talon Fighter I've ever seen in my whole entire life. It had something about it that when I held it, I was like, I'll never find... I didn't even bring it to sell. I brought it just to show off. And you had to put your grubby little hands on it and break it.
I know. Steven, like I was showing everyone how beautiful it was and telling them how much of a good friend you've been to me and how, you know, you call me every night and you tell me about your problems and I walk you off ledges daily. And I said, Steven's a really good guy. Stop making fun of him. And then when I was showing off this Talon Fighter.
Are you making fun of me?
No, not people. I got them to change their ways. But anyway, when I was showing off the Talon Fighter, I said, look, he is so nice. He gives things out to people. He's going to give this to me later. And then I was showing him, and it just some little kid ran by. I looked over, and it broke. I don't know how it broke, but I'm honest. You have to give it to me. I'm honest. Correct, Steven? Am I honest? Yes or no?
Well,
no, yes or no.
You're here.
Yes or no.
With tons of witnesses, you really didn't have a choice, to be honest.
That's true. Someone narked me out.
Because, yeah, they were going to tell on you anyways. Justice, you've been on the show many times before. You are kind of a regular, but tell everybody about yourself. What do you collect?
80s nostalgia, but my wheelhouse is G.I. Joe's, Motu, which is Masters of the Universe, and Muscle Men and other things that strike my fancy. So that's a little snippet of my life.
Nice.
One more thing. Give me the mic back. I'm also a completist. I have to have everything of every line that I go down. Now I'm into bootlegs. And you got about 10 minutes. I wanted to tell them about something very special. Do we have 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Yes.
Can you do this in two? Give us the two-minute version.
I need 10 minutes or I'm not telling the story. Are you going to have me back on the show one of these days? I'll tell you about it then.
You are definitely going to be back on our show.
Very good. Enough
one of these days. All right. Now, we have a newcomer to the podcast, at least being on the mic, but apparently he's been on the other side listening to us for a little while. Just lean into that mic. I know your first name is Brock, but...
Brock Snyder.
Snyder, that's what it is. What are you... What's your deal? What do you love?
Oh, Motu, Legends, DC Classics, Superpowers, anything 80s, aside from Transformers and Star Wars, I'm pretty much into.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Is there one thing that is the most, like you're the most, that's your thing?
Motu.
Motu?
Yep.
Nice. That's me too. I love Motu. Oh, yeah. I can't live without it. Well, cool. So, is this your first time coming to one of these things?
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah. This is awesome.
You meet some cool people?
Oh, yeah. Meet some locals. Met a lot of great guys. Hope to continue it.
Yeah. Cool. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Did you see any of Travis's private parts today?
Did you see any Travis's private parts today?
I can't say that I did.
You were looking. Oh my God! Don't do that shit, dude. That's not funny. Get away from me.
Okay, Eric Brink has a clown mask.
Don't do that. I could have killed you and shot you. Do you understand how fast I almost?
He snuck up behind Justin.
I have a loaded firearm in my possession, and I was this close to putting a bullet into your brain. Oh my God!
You ain't got a bullet small enough to hit my brain.
Yeah. I hate you guys. Oh. I'm leaving.
See you.
I hate all of you.
See ya.
Love you,
Justin.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye. See you, Eric.
Oh!
Did you get that on tape?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh! Did you know it was coming?
I did, but I couldn't get my. He came quicker than I thought he was gonna come.
Well, so. That's happened a few times. to people, but jeez.
All right.
Tell the viewers what happened.
I did while it was happening. Eric Brink came in with a clown mask, and Justin has a weird fear of that, and
I'm so bummed. Oh,
kind of freaked out.
I'm leaving. I'm done.
No, you sit down.
I'm not done. I'm trying
another contestant. Yeah, come on. Justin, come on. Dude,
don't be a pussy.
Need some Xanax. Right now.
It's just a mask.
No, it's not just a mask. You don't understand.
Speaking of it, we're going, right? You're coming up?
I might.
What?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not that scary. Yeah. That scary. Justin's coming.
If Justin goes, I might go.
All right, perfect. All right, so these guys introduce themselves.
Yeah, we've got taken care of.
All right, well, let's do this. How this is going to work, guys, I'm going to ask you each five questions. You don't get to steal or anything like that. You either get it right or wrong. The winner advances, okay? Mm-hmm. You cannot be as bad as Eric and Bernetta.
Okay.
Okay, so Steve is going to give you his mic, so you can do it, talking to that, Justin, and we will get rolling. All right, here we go. Youngest goes first, so Brock is up. All right, I mean... Justin, you look like a baby, but...
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Brock. Luke Cage joins the reformed Avengers when a number of villains break out of what prison?
Raft.
Correct. Justin, who formed the first Masters of Evil team that battled the Avengers early in their formation? A, the Red Skull. B, Dr. Doom. C, Baron Zemo.
B.
C, Baron Zemo.
That's what I said.
Yep, good try.
Thank you.
Justin, who shared a cell with Han Solo in Jabba's palace? A, Chewbacca. B, Luke Skywalker. C, Princess Leia. D, Hermie Odal.
It's Chewbacca.
Correct. Brock, what did Jabba the Hutt receive as a birthday gift from Bib Fortuna? A, his sail barge. B, Salacious Crumb. C, Ula. D, the Rancor.
B.
False. It is D, the Rancor. Tough one.
Wah, wah, wah.
Star Wars, not my forte.
Justin, Dane Witham was a member of the Avengers as what superhero? Good luck with that one, buddy.
He was Stretcher Man. I don't know, dude.
The Black Knight.
Yes.
Brock.
I knew it.
What race of alien is Beta Ray Bill? A, Corbinite. B, Febulosaur. C, Bovinine.
B.
False. It is Corbinite. All right. Still tied. Brock. Which rebel officer detailed the need to deactivate the shield generator on Endor in order to attack the Death Star? A, General Medin. B, Mon Mothma. C, Admiral Akbar. D, General Dodonna.
A.
False. It was Admiral Akbar.
Gosh. Keep giving them those Star Wars, please.
Justin.
Yes.
Who was referred to Darth Vader as twisted and evil? Who referred to Darth Vader as twisted and evil? A, Obi-Wan Kenobi. B, Princess Leia. C, Yoda. D, Mon Mothma.
It was Ben Kenobi.
Correct.
You're going down, Brock. Down, down, down.
Brock.
Brock's going down.
What longtime advisor, adversary, I got that one, of the Hulk became the Red Hulk?
General Ross.
Correct.
Dang.
Justin, what is the nickname of Daredevil's friend and business partner, Franklin Nelson?
Oh my God, I even watched this. His real name or his nickname?
Nickname. You should know this because his real name is Franklin Nelson.
Oh, Squeaks or Squeak? I don't remember.
A. Sorry, it's multiple choice. A. Okay. Froggy.
Froggy.
B. A. Foggy. Oh. C, Nelly.
Foggy, B.
B, correct.
I almost said A, final answer, before he read the rest.
Last question, gentlemen.
Get it wrong, Star Wars.
Brock, who called Han Solo Bantha fodder? A, Bib Fortuna. B, Jabba the Hutt. C, Princess Leia. D, Lando Calrissian.
B, Jabba.
Correct.
Dang it.
Justin.
Almost won.
You could win it right here.
Okay.
Who set off a trap allowing the rebels to be captured by the Ewoks? A, R2-D2. B, Chewbacca. C,
Chewbacca.
Correct.
Yeehaw.
And Justin with the win. This is the first time Justin has ever advanced to the next round.
I advanced before.
All right, guys. Thank you, Justin. You will be back. Okay. Can you guys grab two people that haven't done this and send them down?
Do I bring this?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, that's Brock's
that's yours.
Gift. Oh.
Right, it's Brock's. I'm sorry.
That's your parting gift.
That's yes. Your parting gift.
Enjoy, buddy.
Hot commodity. Everybody wants one.
No stealing. I'm just going to ask you each 5 questions.
Okay. All right. Sitting down with us now, we have Kyle Moore. Kyle Moore is always on the show. Everybody knows who he is. Say hello, Kyle.
How you doing?
Kyle, have you had any drinks today?
Seven.
Seven drinks. Was that sprawled out over like 10 hours, or are you feeling it a little?
That was one right after the other.
What was it? I think we can tell if Kyle is feeling it a little. I don't think we need to talk to Kyle too much. Kyle, you're a Star Wars guy. You're mostly a Star Wars guy.
Yes.
That's true. So, and then we have the guy who owns this place, has this cool room, Tim Parker.
Yep.
I knew it was like Peter.
He's like, really?
So,
powers?
Yeah, how you doing, Tim?
Good.
Well, I think we described this room so everybody knows you're a Star Wars guy.
Yep.
Heavily on the vintage side.
Yes.
However, you do have a few modern things in here.
Yeah, that's Travis's fault.
And so are you getting led down this path where yeah. More money bleeding?
Oh, yeah. Spend more money on the newer stuff than you do the older stuff anymore.
Gosh. I well... You've got all the older stuff, it appears. Maybe not all of it, but a lot of it. So
yeah.
Anyways, we are about to do a game with you guys. Travis is going to give you some questions.
All right, guys, you ready? We are going, youth gets to go first. Okay. So
that's not me then.
I don't know. You guys are better closer than what you think. How old are you?
46.
45. I won't be 46 for a few months.
All right. Tim, okay. Here you go.
All right.
What villain poses as Hawkeye on Norman Osborn's first government-sanctioned Avengers team?
No clue.
Bullseye. Kyle, I'm going to tell you, some of these are really hard. Okay. Kyle, the demon Mephisto first appeared in what superhero's comic book? A, Doctor Strange. B, Silver Surfer. C, Thor.
D, all of the above.
Okay, both got that wrong. Moving on. Kyle. Shit. Who commandeered an AT-ST during the Battle of Endor?
Han Solo.
A, Han Solo. B, Wicket. C, Princess Leia. D, Chewbacca.
Well, Chewbacca commandeered it. Chewbacca commandeered it. Han
okay,
took it over.
Correct.
At him.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Tim, who said, concentrate all fire on that super star destroyer?
Admiral Akbar.
Correct. Look at these guys know their Star Wars. Yeah,
of course we do.
They jumped in the gun on
the two Star Wars guys.
Yes.
Oh, back to Marvel. Oh. Tim, Star-Lord is banished to the negative zone by the judgment of what character?
No idea.
Yep, that's a tough one. Ronan the Accuser. Kyle, what was the name of the decaying clone of Miles Warren, the Jackal, that tried to kill Spider-Man? A, Carrion. B, Demo Goblin. C, Shriek.
I'm going to say A, Carrion.
Good job, Kyle.
Is that right?
You got
it. Holy crap.
Oh, I'm multiple choice ones now.
Man, right, I've gotten two of them so far.
Guess those.
Kyle.
Oh, boy.
Who played a red ball jet organ? A, Sin Snoodles. B, Greta. C, Dota Bada Boda Wendy Window.
What? Who played a red ball? What?
D, Max Rebo.
Who played a what? I didn't hear the first part of the question.
A red ball jet organ.
A red ball jet organ would have been, yeah, Max Rebo.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tim, who said Twilight is upon me and soon night must fall? A, Obi-Wan. B, Darth Vader. C, Yoda. D, Anakin Skywalker.
Yoda.
Correct.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to jump on that before.
No.
Yeah, to me, I didn't see a light go off, and I was like, "What? Really? Is he think he's
no,
really
I was,
listening?"
I was listening to the answers. I wanted to see what they said.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
All right. This is the final question. All right.
Oh, Marvel. Here comes another Marvel question.
Yeah, but you're whoop on me about one, so I'm in trouble.
Kyle. True or false, the prison that Iron Man and Mr. Fantastic built in the Negative Zone for the superhumans was called Project 92.
False.
Correct.
Oh.
It was called Project 42.
Yeah.
Tim, your last question, even though it doesn't really matter. What former Herald of Galactus was one-time member of the Nova Corps? A, Silver Surfer. B, Terex. C, Fire Lord.
Terex.
False Fire Lord.
Yeah.
You guys did pretty good on that Star
Wars. No, we
didn't.
Star Wars are all right. Yeah.
Star Wars was good. Oh, my God.
If it's not in the movies, Marvel's usually out. I haven't read comics in years.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, Marvel, if they'd asked me who was this and them from the movies, I'd been all over it. But
it's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. Tim, unfortunately, you don't get to move on. Kyle, you do. I need you to send me Brett and John, and then we'll call you guys down. Thanks, guys.
All right, our last two contestants for this round, we have Brett and John. John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, what do you like? I like Marvel Comics and Star Wars stuff, He-Man stuff, G.I. Joe stuff, just about pretty much anything, except for DC.
Except for DC. Pete would love you. And Brett? Tell us what you're into. I think we know, but I want to hear it again.
Yeah, you've met me once before. Mostly G.I. Joe and Ninja Turtles, but unfortunately, if it's a toy, I will probably at least think about buying three of them.
Did you get a Mythic Legion today?
I did get a Mythic Legion today. Yep.
The auction.
The auction.
You won the...
Just to prove that I will buy one of everything.
That's pretty cool. I was excited for you. That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to the next wave and the Coliseum wave. And
awesome.
He's got problems.
Yep. If he doesn't, he's going to. All right. Take it away, Trev.
All right. Go time, guys. So we are going to get say youngest goes first. Who's the youngest here?
Probably me.
How old are you?
41.
Oh, you are a baby.
Dang.
Yeah.
38.
Oh, you're really a baby. Yeah. All right. So, Brett, you get to go first. Are you ready?
I am as ready as I can be.
Okay, some of these are multiple choice, some true or false, some you just got to guess. Who killed Jabba the Hutt? A, Han Solo. B, C-3PO. C, Luke Skywalker. D, Princess Leia.
Oh, I would have to say D, Princess Leia on that one.
Correct. John, to which Ewok was C-3PO referring when he said, I'm afraid our furry companion has gone and done something rather rash.
Wicket.
A, Wicket. B, Peplu. C, Logre. D, Chief Chirpa.
A, Wicket.
It is Peplu.
Oh.
I would have guessed Wicket for sure. John, what member of the Guardians of the Galaxy helps Thanos defeat the Beyonder?
Adam Warlock?
Wrong. Star-Lord. Brett, true or false? A battle between Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus leads to the tragic death of Gwen Stacy.
True.
False. It was Green Goblin.
The Goblin.
Yep. Brett, who sang the hit song Lepti Neck? A, Greta. B, Sin Snoodles. Cy Snoodles. C, John Yowza. D, Lin Me. F me, okay?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I'm going to go with B, and you can repeat whatever the hell B actually was.
Was that a guess, or did you really know that?
That was a guess.
It was B, Sin Snoodles.
All right.
Wow, that is ridiculous.
I believe it's Cy Snoodles.
Cy Snoodles. Thank you, Steven. John, whom did Luke Skywalker see upon exiting Yoda's hut on Dagobah? A, Qui-Gon Jinn. B, Darth Vader. C, Obi-Wan Kenobi. D, the Emperor.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Correct. John, what U.S. government liaison forced the Avengers to both limit their roster to 7 members and fill an affirmative action quota? A, Cameron Hodge. B, William Stryker. C, Henry Peter Gyrick.
Cameron Hodge?
False. C, Henry Gyrick. Another tough one. Brett, what hero was killed by a clone of Thor during the decisive battle between pro and anti-registration forces?
I have not the foggiest.
Don't blame you. Goliath.
Oh.
Had to read Civil War to get that one. John, what member of the Inhuman royal family married Quicksilver? A, Crystal. B, Gorgon. C, Medusa.
Crystal.
If you would have said Gorgon, that would have been. That would have been.
I was going to say Lockjaw.
Yeah. All right. So I want to say, not last question. Maybe 2 more questions. I think 2 more. All right, John, who was Red Leader during the Battle of Endor? A, Lando Calrissian. B, Luke Skywalker. C, Wedge Antilles. D, Han Solo.
Wedge Antilles.
Correct. Right. Whom did Han Solo accidentally hit with a vibro axe and send careening into the open beak of the Sarlacc? That, Bosk. B, Aura Sing. C, Boba Fett. D, Bib Fortuna.
C, Boba Fett.
All right. Tied up. Last question. If it ends in a tie, we'll go from there. I'll tell you how we do that. Brett, Cletus Cassidy is the original host of what sinister symbiote?
That would be Carnage.
Correct. John, what is the name of the robot Ultron builds so he might have a bride? A, Jocasta. B, Valkyrie. C, Moondragon.
Moondragon?
Wrong. good try. Jocasta.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, don't blame you, because she's a sucky character. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Brett, you will be moving on. All right. John, we got a parting gift for you. The X-Men First Class number one.
Highly sought after.
Highly sought after.
I totally would have thought it would have been an Altrina. You know?
Yeah. Get it? Totally get it. Yeah. Yep. Totally get it.
Altrina.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. What do we... Okay, we are on to round two.
Can you guys do me a favor?
So we are going to get that together.
Can you send down Vern...
All right, we got Russ back and Vernetta for round two to see who can go on to the finals.
Woohoo!
Here is the fun part of this, okay? You two are on a team.
This a dance-off?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Right. You are on a team. We are still going to be using the same similar questions we have been using. You two now get to decide who, okay, is going to read the questions. I need you to talk amongst yourself and who is going to guess. So one of you is going to read, the other one is going to guess.
I'm good at reading.
You're going to have 10, okay? You're going to have 10 questions, and you're going to have a minute and a half to get through those 10 questions, okay? So Vernetta is reading, Russ is guessing.
All right.
I like how that works.
We're good.
I like how that works. Okay.
Do it.
I forgot one little small feature. We have dental dams that Vernetta... is going to be wearing, and I just cleaned these today, so you're good. She's going to be wearing while she reads the 10 questions. Now listen, you guys can pass, okay? So if you get a question
that I can't understand,
you can't understand, you can't read it, you can pass. But remember, you have a minute and 30 seconds to get as many right as you can, okay?
Okay.
Right. A minute and 30 seconds. All right.
Wait.
Can you pause it for a second so we can get this set up? All right, and here we go. Begin.
What long time enemy of Bruce Banner did... oh, shit. I'm sorry. I can't get it.
I paused.
So, Vernetta's dental dam or whatever that thing is just popped out of her mouth.
I think I got it in backwards.
I think.
Wait, no, I want that one back.
Okay,
I
she wants this one back.
Okay.
She's going to put
Am
it
I
in
doing
again.
The fat part in the back or the front?
Maybe you put the small part. That looks uncomfortable. Put this, flip it around.
Because it is uncomfortable. She can't flip it around or this will be inside her mouth.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's got it right.
She does have it right.
I did
have
it right.
Yeah. Okay. would be great for video.
Yeah,
it would be.
Okay.
All right.
And resume.
What long time in a year Bruce Banner did... Betty Ross Harry and her first cousin?
Talbot.
Yes. What Marvel villain adapts Gamora to use as her weapon? Gladicus, Thanos, Reynos, the Accuser.
Could not understand that question.
Who uses Gamora as a weapon?
Who uses
Gamora
Thanos?
Okay.
Wow.
What villain participating in the Secret War manages to steal the Yonder's collar of
Doctor Doom?
Okay.
I can't what believe
that
they're
hero
doing
is able to repair Thor's dead hammer, Junior, and transferring Odin from Thor to the hammer? Iron Man, Star Lord, Doctor Strange.
Choices one more time.
Iron Man, Star Lord, Doctor Strange.
I don't even know what the hell question was. Let's say Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Correct.
Two across. Jennifer Walters, the She-Hulk, is the half-sister of Bruce Banner.
True.
Hoss.
No, God, half-sister, she's cousin.
Let Dean, negates Peter Parker's marriage to Mary Jane Watson in exchange for saving the life of his Aunt Mary.
Mephisto.
Aunt. Yeah, you are. Two across. The Ultras use Triskelion as a race for operations. Thor tried to Odin gathers intelligence for communicating with the hero. What kind of words? Owls, ravens, or eagles?
Ravens.
Two hoss. Iron Man and others use Thor's DNA to create a clone of him. Okay.
That's it. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you guys did as well as you did.
Yes.
I really thought that was going to be like, they're not going to get any. I mean, not just because it's them, But because it's
what the fuck was that?
Just because you can't. I didn't think you'd be able to understand anything. I've tried to talk with those things. I know it's hard.
I'm extremely articulate. So.
You are good.
Yeah,
I gotta give it to you. Damn. Gotta give it to you on that. Good job.
Seven, eight.
I will be shocked if anyone beats that.
Absolutely shocked.
Bernetta, this is your chance to go far in one of these games.
Yeah, it is. I had to talk with something in my mouth.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, you guys going to go on out. Can you send in Bill and Jason? The only bill that's left. Joe Crazy.
Okay.
And Jason. Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Travis has explained the rules, and now he's going to tell the icing on the cake.
The best part about this, you have to put in the dental dam while you read the questions, okay?
Who else's saliva's on it?
This is nobody's. This is I. The ones in the bag, fresh, okay? Clean. The ones out of the bag, you don't want to use those.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, Bill is about to put the dental dam in. Now, if you could go back, Bill, would you have preferred to have answered the questions rather than read them?
I don't care either way. This is going to be fun as shit.
Well, that's a good sport.
Like this? Nope. It goes.
This way.
No, that goes down. The thing goes down on your chin. Turn it around the other way.
Like this?
Nope. Turn.
Like this?
Yep. There you go.
All right.
Lip and lip. Okay?
I don't think so. That one was wet. I'm not putting it in my mouth.
I ran them in my dishwasher before I came here today.
You and Heidi use them a lot?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All the time. No.
Oh. That's okay.
No, you're taking a picture.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, yeah, we're taking pictures.
Yes. All right.
No, wait. Travis has to start his timer.
I got a timer, so give me just a second here. All right.
You ready?
As soon as you
don't need to sit here for 20 seconds.
As soon as you start reading, I'm going to press start. 2 minutes.
All right. Western DNC.
Stop laughing.
What was the hit of Kong Kong Dinosaur?
What?
What was the hit of Kong Kong Dinosaur?
What was a dinosaur? Pass.
Which actor portrayed Anakin Skywalker? Gone.
Hayden Christensen.
No.
Anakin Skywalker.
Who did the Tennessee and Rose portray?
Jose who?
Tennessee and Rose portray.
Tess.
What's a tire? What is it? Oh, shit. Our species is Senator Not... Not rare.
Bad. He just broke it.
Time.
Bill's mouth was so tight. He smashed it. The little
Get
thing that holds his mouth
up. Napkins in here. Jesus.
That was so fun.
That was the most fun wrong thing ever.
All right, you guys have 40 seconds left.
Yeah.
Did you put time on it? Give me another one.
Definitely give me 40 seconds.
Give me a napkin.
Well, that one's clean. You don't need a napkin.
All right. Here we go. All right.
42 all seconds.
How tall was the hard racer Torito Heligus? Holy shit.
Pass.
On what planet was the hard gas on Andrew Horn?
Pass.
What was Rat Tyrell's species?
Pass.
Oh, God.
I thought that was a Game of Thrones question.
From which planet did Senator Eileen T. Hale?
Pass.
Who was one of two aides to the Senator from Alderaan?
One of the two aides. One
pass. Of the two.
Oh, boy. That was gold.
Oh, my God.
Did they get any right?
Bill ran off. He went to the bathroom immediately, probably to wipe his mouth.
I don't even want to tell you.
Wow. You wouldn't believe.
You would not believe it.
The Russ and Vernetta connection.
It was unbelievable.
He I'm missed get... one question.
He only missed one question?
He asked 9 questions. He missed one.
Are they both single? Because I think you just found something else.
And I couldn't understand a damn thing Vernetta was saying.
I could understand her a lot better than Bill, but like Vernetta said, she's used to having something in her mouth when she talks.
Well, so okay, are you guys going to do this?
Bill, I want you to confirm something for me here, okay? The way I heard it, you didn't get any.
No.
Right?
No. No.
So good. All right.
All right. Next two's our next two.
Our next two. The next two is going to be, can you guys send us Justin and Kyle?
Did you guys have fun, though?
Oh, that was great.
All right. That's all that matters.
Can't wait to do it again. Don't tell them.
Oh, yeah, no, this is, wrong. Yes. Do not tell the oncoming victims.
You can make everybody come back in and do it backwards, right? But guys, how this part's going to work, okay? You don't gotta...
Okay, now Travis has told the rules to both the guys. We didn't specify they have a choice between Marvel and Star Wars. They chose Star Wars. Justin will be reading. Kyle will be guessing. And now, Travis?
Why do you have
Justin,
that?
As the reader, you have to wear a dental dam.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
So, this goes in your mouth like so, okay? Lips on each side of this. This part going down on your chin.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, I have to now discern. I have to now
listen
to what you're saying.
Without laughing.
Oh, Christ.
You have to decipher.
Why is it wet? I went into the dishwasher before I came here.
It wouldn't still be wet.
Yeah,
we're
it would.
Reusing
it
these,
would.
Aren't
no,
you?
We're not.
There's only one used
because
one.
Bill broke one.
I gotta tell you, I thought those were just a random bag of flight stands when I saw those.
Yeah,
Bill threw his in the garbage.
Oh, which shit!
That the
smaller.
No, no, no.
The fat one
on the outside.
Trust us.
Yes. Yep.
This is. Please get a picture.
Okay.
Yeah,
please
we're
gonna picture. That in, please.
We're taking care of it.
This is ridiculous.
Ugh, maybe I should have guessed. Oh man. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. This is no. Oh, come on. Don't wimp out.
Oh,
no, it's
so
not that
good.
Bad. Just relax. Don't fight it.
You can.
Just gotta relax.
Okay.
Oh my God. How do I read these questions?
Slowly.
Oh, you actually
not slowly. Not too slowly, but.
All right. Ready? As soon as you start reading,
two
I'm gonna press
minutes?
Start. 2 minutes.
Oh, this sucks.
Please talk into the microphone.
Good luck. Good luck, Justin.
I hate you cooking, guys.
Okay.
Right. Any of the species died to get the Rebel Alliance in herination regarding the second Death Star as Aelox E. Celestin's C. Dothans.
It's Bothans.
Yeah,
Bothans.
Good.
Move on.
Who led the Cantina... Dand. Ikelgunt, Derek Nats, Higgin Dan, Likerin Kenan.
Figrin Dan.
Yeah. Who was the colonel in the Empire Security Bureau assigned to lurk with Grand Tarkin? Cassiel Degg, John Dagana, Ole Yarlin.
Yarlin.
Yep. God, you're doing good. Who said, feel, don't think, trust your instincts? Obi-Wan Kenobi, Sharsh, Shinny, Skywalker, Qui-Gon Jinn, Padme, or hey.
I'm going to say Qui-Gon.
Correct.
Okay.
What was Obi-Wan Kenobi's final promise to Qui-Gon Jinn? To carry the fight against the Sith, to train Anakin Skywalker, to avenge Qui-Gon's death, to hide... Padawan.
It's going
to
be train Anakin
yes.
Skywalker. I'm just, at you this point, good. I know the answer. I'm just waiting to see how far I can...
When working as a waiter at a party in... This has this to you. What was ceremonial red narc on Queen Adele's lower lip known as? You're not going to remember that shit.
What the
what
hell?
What ruler of Nadu did Queen Adele replace? You're not going to... How... Oh, those Anakin Skywalker and Qui-Gon Jinn.
9.
Correct, C9.
You guys are
what
doing
was
good.
Queen Amidala's girth name? Tadai Nari?
Padme Nebari.
Correct. That's
That's who was Anakin Skywalker's father?
That is it.
Time.
Nice.
Holy shit. Are you all right?
That sucked, but that I got was, in the zone, man.
You did get it.
You did. Well, you, and you did that perfectly. That was great. You're like, I'm just going to say the words.
Don't worry about the syllables.
Relax.
You nailed it, brother. Good job.
Well. Let's see.
All of them. Six. I don't think he got any wrong.
There are some you just advanced through.
Yeah.
But I put the advanced through these ones. And the steel.
You can do everyone on each card.
I can tell you which ones I got right.
Yeah,
look at Kyle over there. I can tell you which ones I got right.
That's right.
Jeez. Well,
don't make me pull the sultry voice out.
They got eight.
Yes.
Excellent.
All right, guys, what'd you think of that? Was that fun?
That was great. I mean,
that was horrible.
It was horrible.
And there's going to be pictures showing up later with it on the dental dam and
no pictures.
Freaking
Travis.
I got
to tell you, I was very
penis.
Proud of Justin. He really nailed that. Easy,
thanks,
really
man.
Easy for me to just kind of get the answer.
So
that
happy.
I knew, so
we wouldn't do that. No pictures. We're going to show up.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, right. All
right.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. We are here.
So we have an odd number of people here for the game. So Steve is going to jump in, and he is going to be guessing as Brett is reading the questions. Steven feels like he is ready for this.
Not really.
I
really wish. No, he's made his picks.
You wish it would have been Star Wars.
I wish it would have been Star Wars, because
yep.
I am a much more of a Star Wars
yep.
guy than I am a Marvel guy.
Yeah. Too late. Yep.
But it is
yep.
what it is. We got to deal with it.
Brett is wearing the dental dam, and he looks oddly comfortable in it. So
he looks like he's
you.
Doing well.
He yes. does. All right, Brett, are you ready? As soon as you go, I'm going to press start. You got
all
2 minutes.
Sounds good.
All right. Go.
What is the name of the horse that gives the Solar Surfer his abilities?
I have no idea. I understand the question. I don't know. It's Galactus. I don't know.
Okay. Do I get to pass or he has to pass?
You can both pass.
Okay, we're going to pass on that one. I can't read the urge. Ooh, what is the name of the life model decoy of the third Ant-Man that the Descendants send to infiltrate the Avengers?
I have no idea.
That
Jeez, you're doing a good reading them, but I don't know the question.
Yeah, I have no idea either. Okay.
Black Ant.
Oh, yeah. True or false, Peter Parker's parents.
Peter Parker's parents?
Richard and Harry Parker.
Right.
Matt, all are working for the CIA.
We're both working for the CIA?
Yes, true or false.
I have no idea. I'm going to say... say true.
Correct.
It's timed. Okay.
Damn. Are we timed off already?
No, you're good.
Okay. The Crimson Cowl is the daughter of what is Israel or Tony Stark?
The Crimson Cowl?
Yes.
Something of Tony Stark?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what the question is.
Fair enough. True or false, Dr. Kirk Connors can... constantly Al Siren as his nemesis, Dr. Octopus.
False.
False, correct. What girlfriend of Peter Parker developed cider jars during the Cider Island saga?
I don't know. Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, who knows? true or false, Tony Stark learned horse works after the West Coast Avengers disbanded.
True, that's true or false?
Yes, true or false.
False.
Oh, damn, it was true.
I don't know what the question was, but it's something about Tony Stark.
But I will say you did a pretty good reading.
You did.
Yeah, you had some really hard questions.
If you'd have picked Star Wars, we'd have had a shot. Because
yeah.
I
something
I could
about
do that.
Apparently, P's and F's are really,
really hard.
M's,
yeah.
M's are like impossible.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Brett, you got two, okay?
No.
Which
all
means
right.
you didn't come in last because that was Jason and Bill.
Excellent.
However,
but
Jason and Bill were the most entertaining.
Without a doubt.
I'm willing to believe that, yes.
And, I mean, nothing against Jason, but Jason really did nothing in it.
No.
Because he could not understand a single thing that Bill said.
Right. Well, yep. No, nobody could.
Yeah, it was bad.
Excellent.
Thanks, Brett.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And draw a belly button.
All right, so we are good to go here. We have got the all the people that made it to the semi final round sitting here berating me for my game and my lack of belly button or underwear, but
It is the same rules as the last round, except for they have to do a different topic, and they are switching who is reading. And Kyle looks really excited about this. Okay, so it is go time. Are you guys ready?
Not yet.
Okay, the big pieces go in?
Yep.
That's what she said.
That's what she said for sure.
Oh, no.
No.
No one here. Yes, that's for sure.
Oh, my. Now get used to talking. Say a few things.
Jesus Christ.
He acts like he doesn't have one of these at home.
Right.
Okay, so 2 minutes. You guys remember how it works?
I do, but it's chocolate flavored.
I put a little something special in the last two.
Thanks.
Okay. If you got the chocolate, means that the other people get the jalapeno. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Tour Hoff, leader of the Hand, Junzo Ruto, defeated Iron Fist.
False.
No, that's not right. Crusher Creel constantly battles world heroes as what supervillain? A. Azorian.
B. I'm not going to know this. B.
Okay, that's wrong.
Okay.
What is the name of the blind? Blind? You can't see. Clairvoyant one that occasionally aids Spider-Man.
With... C.
That's right. True or false? Marvel's first Ghost Rider
true.
Series. That's true. What evil organization initially created the Cosmic Cube? A. AIM. B. Hydra. C.
Hydra.
No, that's not right.
Dang it.
Okay. What famous Marvel supervillain made his first appearance in 1977 in Iron Fist number 14?
Well, that's easy.
Okay.
D.
That's not right. Mark Scotti, a horror Stark employee, went on to become the first incarnation of what Iron Man foe? A. Firebrand. B. Whiplash. C.
Oh, that's C. Yeah.
No, that's not right.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What individual close to Peter Parker is shot during the events of the Civil War? A. Mary Jane Watson. B. Mary Parker. C. Joan Jameson. A. Mary Jane Watson.
Mary Jane.
That's not right.
I don't know.
You're killing
Where's
me.
Where's Uncle Owen there?
Where does the third man to recon Ant-Man? Oh, shit.
C.
That's right.
Yay!
Hey, I don't know any of these.
Die.
Oh, fuck.
We did it. I'm so smart.
I think we got
three
or four.
Four, I think. It was three. Four. I mean, four.
Yeah. Read them off. Make sure we got them right.
All right, Travis is tallying the points. And you guys did a good job.
No, we didn't. Shut up.
I like the game Justin was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch.
Is it that bad?
It is. It's not bad to talk, but it hurts stretching your mouth out.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I understand now why my wife's mouth hurts so much.
Wow. You went there.
I did.
She told you what it's like then when after she comes and sees me?
No, good try, Stephen. She saw your balls last week, remember?
I know.
All right, they got three correct. This brings Russ and Vernetta to the table.
Russ and Vernetta to the table. This is the showdown. This is it. This is the end.
That is not the
one of these two teams will be champions. They started this out as singles. Now they formed a bond. It's a deep bond. These two were totally synced up last time, and we're going to see if that still carries over till.
Let's see how you can talk with a singer.
Yes.
All
right, you guys ready?
Whenever you are. Jesus.
I'm not ready. Hold on.
Only multiple choice of true or false. If I got to come out of the bag with a name.
Russ, as soon as you pick that card up, I will press start.
He said, "This son don't harder to his skin. A lot of he saw. C. Jar Jar Hinks. Or D. Anakin Skywalker.
C.
correct.
Wow, nice.
But Rodian accompanied Jar the Hutt to confront Han Solo in Mos Eisley.
You have such an awesome Asian
Thank
accent.
You. It makes it easier to talk. Is it a Greedo? Griana? C. Fuku? Or D. Thulu?
C.
Correct.
Wow.
Who owned Anakin Skywalker before Lotto bought him? Sahala? A. E. Lana? C. Gardula the Hutt? D. Klieg Lars?
No, D.
No.
Okay.
Who did Qui-Gon Jinn run into in the Sauce of Naboo? Is it A, Captain Tarhals, E, Hoss Nass, C, Jar Jar Hinks, or D, Raheen?
B?
What?
I said B.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who said, you are right about one thing, Master. The negotiations are short. Is it A, Anakin, E, Qui-Gon, C, Obi-Wan, or D, Yoda?
I knew
A.
No. Well, who was it
then? It was C. What did Jar Jar Hinks owe Qui-Gon Jinn after Jinn rescued him during the invasion of Naboo? Is it a trip to Ota Gunga? Is it a Hongo? A life debt? Or 9,000 credits?
9,000 credits.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, so close.
So close.
But.
Okay.
You sound like a speaking spell.
This sounds so Asian.
So that means our winners, Kyle awesome. And Justin.
That's right, and don't you forget it.
Yeah.
All right, so
here, have a spitty one.
You guys each get to pick one prize from the prize thing, okay?
Kyle and Justin
okay,
get to so pick a prize. And tell them what they've won.
Nope,
you get to pick one out of there if you want that.
I've never watched that one.
Okay, so it wouldn't have mattered.
What'd you get, Kyle? You got your prize.
I picked up the tech suit Spider-Man from Spider-Man Homecoming Marvel Legends.
Nice. That's a cool fig. And Justin is, he's looking through. You done?
Yeah, I picked up Marvel Legends Deadpool. Thank you.
Great figure. Awesome. And what's cooler is both of them were Travis's. So I didn't have to contribute anything.
Age before beauty. So
age and beauty.
No, I get to go first then.
You do.
What is going on?
They get a prize, pick prize too.
Oh,
sure
they that. Get a prize, yeah. too?
Steve's pissed because I might actually take some of my stuff.
Well, I thought I already dodged the bullet. Oh, well. Right. I guess we're giving out more prizes. I always thought second place was the first loser, but I guess not.
Well, the best prizes have been claimed.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
what do you
want to
keep this stuff for? A hoarder.
There is a video of.
I am a hoarder.
Making of.
She, all right, Vernetta. Vernetta has picked her prize.
What Star Wars? Oh,
okay.
Tell us. Well, I can tell her. She's not paying it. Here, tell everybody what you got.
Jyn Erso.
She got the Kmart exclusive Jyn Erso.
It's an exclusive?
Yeah. It was exclusive to Kmart.
Yeah.
Russ. So.
What's in that little baggie right there?
Russ.
Ooh,
picking.
A clone trooper pen.
Oh, no, thank you. What about the little red demon dude?
Yep.
2 for 1. Ooh.
Timekeeper.
Yeah. Legion's just fine.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Gothitropolis Timekeeper
yep.
for Russ.
Got a little demon dude.
Don't we all?
A.
Brett, what'd you get?
I took a Timekeeper from Gothitropolis. 4 horsemen.
Awesome.
Pick up all the used dental dams and take them out.
Jason and Bill stepping up to claim their prize. Bill goes right for the Joes. It's gonna look
you
for
get one.
It's gonna look for some custom fodder.
There's a 12-inch snake eyes.
There is a 12-inch snake eye. Wow. Bill, what do you got?
Is that Dorps Master of the Universe Skeletor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be so excited if I got that.
And Jason.
Jason, what did you grab?
Chicken. 12-inch dong. Freshman comic books.
Couple trades there. provided by Travis. Is that it?
That's it.
Wow. I didn't give anything away, did I?
Big surprise. Nobody wanted your shit.
That's not very nice.
We gotta end the show.
All right.
Wrap it up.
I'll end the damn show.
Let me hear it.
It'll end a lot faster.
Yeah, you do it by yourself, it'll be the end of the damn show.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on another episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Justin and everybody else. What? Applause? We need applause. All right, everybody, what did you think of the show? Yeah. Let's give a hand for Travis Bowles. That's it? Oh, jeez. I would say me next, but I think I'll get even less noise. So it was a good time. It was a fun time here at the summer get-together that we do annually now, and I can't wait for the next one. Hopefully the Christmas one, or maybe we'll get together at my house. We'll see. But one thing's for sure. We will see you in the toy aisle.
Thanks, Tim Parker.
Yes, thanks to Tim Parker for letting us use his house, his room, everything, his pool. It was just amazing. So there we go. See you next week.